The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone.
It
gives me such tremendous joy and pleasure. It's just such a wonderful happiness for me to see so many of you wearing purple and gold today. In fact, I almost wore my Advent colors in the purple. I almost did. If you decided to wear red today or maroon for whatever reason, bad call. That's all I got to say. Unless it's a UL shirt, that's fine. It's a UL shirt, it's fine. But if it's not, I don't know. I can't. No comment on your shirt. No comment. You're just a brave person. Anyway, it's good to be with you all on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, now the 31st Sunday in ordinary time, and we see our Lord have this encounter with a scholar or a scribe, man who is spending lots of time studying the law. And he asked Jesus this fundamental question: what's the most important of all the commandments? And it might seem kind of a silly question to us today because it seems so obvious to answer, but it wasn't quite so easy back in the day. For you see, in Jesus' day, and you can even look it up today in the scriptures, there are 613 precepts of the law. 613. And all the scribes and all the Pharisees and all the Sadducees, they were very well aware of all of them, and they studied them constantly. And there was a great debate amongst them to try to figure out which sets or which ones are the most important. And so it just only goes to just makes sense. It just makes logical sense that this man, who was a scribe of the law, a scholar who had studied it, wanted to see where Jesus came down on it. What's his opinion? And our Lord, being faithful to the scriptures, being faithful to God's ongoing revelation, clearly gives to us what's most important: love of God, love of neighbor. But it's interesting how the scriptures put it, how God gives it to us. It says here that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. Those middle two, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. To love the Lord our God with all of our soul, with all of our mind, I want to spend a little extra time on today. Because what it's getting at is that not only are we to love the Lord our God with all of our affections, with all of our emotions, with all of our actions, but we are also to love the Lord our God with our minds, with all of our thoughts and all of our ideas. In other words, we are, if we are being faithful Christians, if we are being followers of this first commandment, that we need to spend a significant amount of effort and time learning and exercising our minds and trying to grow deeper in our knowledge and understanding of who the Lord is. It's important because we can see here in our scriptures also that when our Lord recognized in this man that he had understanding, even though he wasn't a disciple yet, our Lord was able to tell him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." How did he get there? Well, he had been spending his whole life up to that point studying the scriptures and learning and growing in his understanding of what it means to be a follower of God the Almighty. But how about you? How about me? When is the last time we read a book on something about Jesus or the church? When's the last time we read an article on the internet, perhaps, maybe, about Jesus or the church or the sacraments, or at least something that's educational? The Lord is calling us to love Him with all of our strength, absolutely. With all of our souls and hearts, most definitely. But also with all of our mind. Here at our parish, we have a tremendous amount of resources that are available to you to help you do just that, to grow in your understanding of who the Lord is and the understanding of your faith. We have this big kiosk in the back. It has lots of books and CDs that are always updated, thanks to our volunteers who keep them updated. And you can get them for very, very, very cheap. I think it's like $3 a pop. And they got books too. But one of my favorite resources that we have here at our parish to help you grow in your understanding is this nice website called formed.org. We've been having it for the last couple of years. Formed.org. And you go on, it's kind of the way I describe it, it's kind of like Netflix, but it just has good Catholic and Christian things on it. So it has a tremendous library of talks and movies and even ebooks that you can download so that you can have, anywhere you're at, anywhere you have the internet, more access to the depths and knowledges and to grow in your depth of your faith. Form.org. There's also many, many Bible studies that we have here at Our Lady of Prompt Succor. We call the program Come Lord Jesus, and many of you I know are in it and would attest that it's incredible and that you wouldn't trade it for anything. Last time I checked, though, formed.org, at least on our end, according to my statistics that I was able to look, we have 98 subscribers. 98. And we've been having it for 2 years. Over the last 4 months, four weeks, we averaged 700 people at our parish over the four masses we had. The 4, the 7, 9, and 11. And only 98 of y'all, let's just call it 100, have subscriptions to form.org. It's free. It's free. It's amazing. And so I want to encourage all of you today to make it a real decision that you are going to learn more about your faith, and not just some kind of like, I'm just going to try harder, but in a real concrete way that you're going to do something specific to learn more about your faith so that you can grow in your understanding of who the Lord is. Because here's the payoff, guys, The more you know, the more you can love. The deeper your knowledge is, the deeper your love can be. If you need proof of that statement, those of you who have been married for a while, anybody in here been married 50 years? No? We got any 40? Oh, yep. We got some 50 years. You don't have to answer it out loud, obviously, but do you think you love each other more today than you did 50 years ago? Why? Well, because you know a lot more about each other. Those of you who have been married 40, 30, 20 years, isn't that true? You're able to love each other more because you know each other more. Because you know what makes each other tick, and you're able to love them in that context all the more. So today, my dear friends, whether or not you start checking out our kiosk, you go on form.org, or you join our Come Lord Jesus Bible studies, whatever it is, or maybe you just decide you want to start getting into more internet articles on the scriptures and on the church and the faith, whatever it is, I want to encourage you to get to dive in and to make it a habit to always be learning more about your faith. That way, our Lord can say to us, just like he said to this man, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Amen.